This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on significance of Sri Anna, millets, in Indian food security and economy. The participants are J.P. Mishra, Director of ICAR, Indian Agricultural Technology Application Research Institute, Jodhpur, and S. Rangabhashyam, Anchor.
Mr. J.P. Mishra, a warm welcome to the program. We would be talking about the significance of millets in Indian food security and also its significance in the Indian economy. But let me begin with this aspect that, you know, at the behest of India, the entire world took up this initiative and United Nations declared the year 2023 as the International Year of Millets. And in the last 1 year, there has been a sustained focus showcasing what millets are, what millets could do to fight malnutrition, could do to food security, ensuring food security, and also to the larger economy, not only of India and Asia, but the entire world. Tell us about the kind of impact which you think the entire initiative has made in the last 1 year.
The journey of this millet, then calling it a nutri-cereal, and then converting it to one of the global events in the form of International Year of Millets 2023, started way back in 2018 when India declared 2018 as the Year of Millets in India. Under National Food Security Mission, one initiative was initiated for the promotion of nutri-cereals, which often referred to for the small millets, including pearl millet and also that sorghum. So in totality, if I say that last 7-8 years, our initiatives and the very important drive by the apex office in the country has led to a tremendous growth in awareness as well as its consumption pattern. And I will also say the product diversification of millets, and to the very precise in terms of its impact in the global scenario, we have been able to export around $34 million kind of millet and millet products to overseas. And there are many countries which are now coming up to get the millet products, including the developed nations like United States, Canada, and so on and so forth. The other part of its upbringing is, in India, now there is a very important awareness and also demand for consumption of the millet products because of the very awareness created for health benefits of the millet, especially ragi, smaller millets like kodo, kutki, proso millet, and other group. There are 9 such important millets in that group. The another beauty is this group of crop is most resilient for the climatic stresses. This is one of the important food ingredients, and that ensures the food security to the millions of people and farmers who are living in the most fragile and stressed ecologies like Western India, Rajasthan, Gujarat, even in deep south, in Tamil Nadu, part of Karnataka, and also in Andhra, Telangana, in many parts of Jharkhand, Bihar, and in northeastern states. So all states' ecologies, they are the bastion for the production of millets, also the major food item in the dietary intake of the millions of the poor in the country.
Mr. Mishra, don't you think this is probably a kind of a vicious circle where, you know, the production at this juncture is probably not able to meet the kind of consumption which we are expecting because of this awareness campaign. And consumption is not going ahead because there is not enough production. So this particular vicious circle has to be broken. And millets have to be produced in huge quantities, and that would lead to probably, you know, increase in consumption.
There are 2 things. I will not say that it is in a vicious circle, although the area under millets, because of the introduction of fine cereals in like rice and wheat, which are productivity-wise much more productive, and also in the past, due to price regime, they have been more lucrative. But after 2017, if you look at the minimum support prices of these smaller millets and also these coarse grains, been raised almost today, they are twice what the farmers used to get in 2017-18. So number one. Number two, in the PDS system, now millets are also gradually, they are also finding a place that many of the state governments and also the FCI, they have started procuring millets. Although the keeping quality, the self-life of millets is not that good as in case of rice and wheat, but still there are better protocols through which you can retain these quality products for a year or so, and that is good enough to rotate in the distribution system. Number three, with this awareness, especially on the health food point of view, many global giants are now entering into the processing and value addition and creating a value chain of millet. Many producer organizations related to farmers, they have come up in Rajasthan, in Gujarat, in part of Haryana, which are exclusively and explicitly, they are not only procuring, that also product diversification and giving better return and price to the farmers. Demand will increase, of course, after the G20, in which G20 countries agreed to push the Maharshi initiative, demand will definitely and global demand will rise. But I'm sure with the kind of technological development, better varieties are coming which can produce better productivity, even with less of nutrients and less of water. So they are best suited for the climatically stressed conditions where other crops cannot grow. So this production size, as it is growing, it will grow. It is almost touching some 17-18 million tons nowadays. So it will go another 3-4 million tons as projected in 1 or 2 years. So production will increase, definitely. The price regime has been a challenge, but now with the enhanced MSP, farmers are able to get better price. And also with the technological advancement, climate resilient varieties, more nutrient-rich varieties in terms of minerals and in terms of protein in sorghum, in pearl millet, in other smaller millets.
Mr. Mishra, we are talking about, you know, breaking the vicious circle of production and consumption. Don't you think there's a need to make the cultivation of millets really remunerative so that the acreage sees a substantial increase? For that, we have to kind of convert traditional farmers who have been farming, say, paddy and wheat and others, kind of almost compel them to switch over from the traditional food grains to millets, say, bajra or jawar or ragi. The prices need to be remunerative.
That is a point, because I will not use the word compel the farmer, but more appropriate would be convince the farmer. Convincing farmer will require two things. One, technology front, we have to produce those kind of varieties which can match in the terms of productivity to rice and wheat. On policy side, although the MSP is substantially higher in case of jowar, in case of bajra, in case of other millets, but the procurement is the decoupling. So I will say that once procurement is equally channelized, as it is in case of rice and wheat, and the technological infusion in terms of better varieties, better production systems, better production technology, management technologies are put in place, then farmers will be able to reap the same kind of benefit what they are getting in rice and wheat. I must say that one thing is advantageous for these group of crops is that they require almost one-third of the water as compared to what is required in case of wheat and rice, and even very low amount of fertilizers and applied input to produce the same quantity of produce per unit area. So that is the advantage. While productivity and per unit area will almost equal to that, the farmers have to incur less cost in the production of these commodities. So that will be advantageous, and the larger benefit is that once you reduce the chemical use and other things, the challenge that we are facing in terms of global challenge in terms of climate change, greenhouse emissions, other things, that may also reduce substantially once we switch over to these commodities.
Mr. Mishra, the entire campaign of International Year of Millets is probably pivoted change in behavior. People traditionally have been consuming main food grains like wheat and rice. Now, in order to bring about a change in their behavior and ask them to adopt, say, ragi or jowar or bajra, don't you think we need to, you know, or target the bakery segment and maybe also, you know, fast-moving consumer goods companies which are manufacturing biscuits or cakes or other snacks and, you know, ask them to kind of either completely switch over from wheat and rice products to these millet products, or at least mix them as a multi-grain product and have more of biscuits, breads, cakes involving millets?
There are many such initiatives which are already started. I know for Haryana and Rajasthan, because these two states currently I am looking through my KVKs, at least there are 50 to 60 entrepreneurs either in a group or individually which are now promoting this kind of products, whether it is millet biscuits, millet bread, other products, millet laddu, and so on and so forth. Even there is also many quality millet products in the South India when they introduced a Center of Excellence on Millets at Hyderabad. They incubated so many new startups to establish such kind of unit and also promote the millet and millet-based products, including bakery products. So, absolutely right, because ultimately you need all kind of products on the table. So, while raw consumption is important as a bread or a chapati, or you can say these ragi balls or some kheer and other products which are prepared in the kitchen. But you need ready to eat and ready to pick, cook also items in millets. And the movement is towards that only when we introduce the International of Year Millets. So many products, so many entrepreneurs, many of the farmers and farmer groups, the farmer producer organizations, they have now converted themselves into entrepreneurs for millet products in Rajasthan, Haryana and elsewhere. So I think the movement is on, although the pace may be slow, but it is a drive that is going on.
Mr. Mishra, before we conclude, whenever we talk about bajra or jowar or ragi, they are all referred to as poor man's staple. So now with this enhanced focus, actually the global attention on millets, how do we guard against price rise so that the prices of these millets don't make it difficult for the poor man to access them?
Those who are producing, they are consumers also, and there is a very strong consumer group for these health foods. The two things that I started while I started my talk is somewhere we have to balance and also blend the millets in the PDS system so that those who need the most, the nutrition part and also the resilient part, they are provided with the incentives for the millet product if they wish to consume it. The second part is price to farmers, unless it is given a better price in terms of price signals, the farmer will not, they're not interested to grow millet because if it keeps the MSP very low. So we have to balance it, and the best way of balancing is that somewhere we need to include it in the PDS system so that the most needy and the people who are not able to afford it from the open market, they are provided with the millets, and that will also add to better price to farmers in turn.
Mr. Mishra, it's been a pleasure discussing the significance of millets in Indian economy and Indian food security. Thank you so much for joining us in the program.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of Sri Anna, millets in Indian food security and economy. The participants were J.P. Mishra, Director of ICAR, Indian Agricultural Technology Application Research Institute, Jodhpur, and S. Rangabhashyam, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890944.